I'm Sybil Adkins. I'm a descendant of Delbert Potter. My grandmother and grandfather on the Potter Cemetery is Butler and Daisy Potter.
How old are you?
71 years old.
All right.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you've been up there to the cemetery?
It's been a while.
Has it? Well, you know, when Rodney died, we expanded it on over to the left. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
You know where the old fence row is right here, where Guy and Florence and Daddy
yes.
and all them is right
yeah.
there? Guy and Florence is out here, actually. Daddy and Mom is over here, and the fence row come down on the left side.
Right.
Well, we went over. They said that Woodrow's, Woody's kids had the rights to the cemetery, and I called them, and they said, do whatever you want up there. So we went, and James Corbett, Rodney died, like, I think it was on a Friday or something. And James Corbett donated the time, and Leslie, John Walter Keir.
Yeah.
And me and Todd and some of Daddy's family. But we
the
went up there
time
and
I
cleared
was
it
up
all
there.
Out there in one weekend.
Was before Bernice died, and that's when that boy was doing some logging up there, and they was Tukey Fields was logging,
yeah.
And there was a bunch of logs up there, and we just turned and left.
Yeah.
That's
well,
been
we
a
pushed
long
all
time.
That over to the sides there now, and actually the county's brought some gravel, but it's all growed back up kind of right now because. Got some brush in the way, and we couldn't mow it.
Well, it was
right
in
here. Let her look at this.
It was in bad shape.
Just kind of reflect over these names and see who you can remember. Or, there's a row of unknowns there we're not sure about. And see, this is kind of a rough draft, so some names possibly might be on there twice.
Well, row 15, that's us. That's Butler Potter and Daisy M. Potter. That's my mama and papa. And there's Earl Walter. And then mine is right in front of Earl Walter.
Now, you mean next to side? Or would it be in the next row?
No, I would be next.
In the same row?
In the same row.
Uphill from him or downhill?
Downhill. Mine would be the first one when you pull up there.
Okay.
And I tell you, this Phyllis Jean Compton, Phyllis Potter Compton, she's right over.
Like at your feet?
No.
To your head?
To my head. She would be to my right over there where it used
you
to be so
draw
grown
it if
up.
You want to.
Well, is Earl Walter in the same role as his mom and dad?
Yes.
Okay. Because usually up
but
there...
But, see, there's... This, I don't understand this right here now. Levi and Sari Potter, that's Butler's daddy and mother, which that'd be my great-grandpeople.
Right. Let me show you something here. What they did is... let's just call this a roll.
Okay.
What they did when they put somebody in there like this, the next roll over would be their kids. You see what I'm saying? Let's say this is Levi or whatever. The next roll over, say like this right here would be Elmy and Percy.
No, it'd be like Richard. Yeah, be like Richard and Dick, and then Guy and them down here.
Uh-huh.
See, every roll over,
then
another
mom and
generation
Daddy's down here. And then
no,
Rodney's
we were there together.
Well, that's what they're doing now.
Well, that's at the bottom down. That's kind of the same thing. Your row is down at the bottom left, right?
Uh huh.
You know
bottom
what I'm
right.
Well, I think they may be coming out or. No, bottom left, you said, right?
Oh, she's the bottom right. I know where Earl Walter's at.
Oh, really?
Yep. As a matter of fact, I we've got to
Earl
right
Walter's head would be like right here, and then Phyllis Jean would be right over here. She
well,
would probably be
here,
right
okay.
across from
there.
Me.
You come up here. Here's the road up there.
Uh-huh.
And then the graveyard kind of goes like this.
Right.
And then it kind of goes around like this.
Yeah.
Now... What we're saying is you're right in here, right when you first come up the graveyard, right? not hard right, but
oh, I just thought
right
you was coming up right here.
Huh?
Yeah, and then you stand right here. And look
this
up
is
on the
this is the main road, right?
Well, this was
coming
right
up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when you come up, I'll be right here.
Well, this and is now, the road. So you're going to be the first one up on
well,
the...
Well, there used to be an old fence row right there and an old gate. And I'll be the first. Earl Walter will be the next. No, it's like this.
Right.
That will be me right here. And then here's... And the best of my knowledge, Mama and Papa goes like this. They're side by side.
And what was their names?
Butler and Daisy. Right here, Butler and Daisy. And right here's Earl Walter.
Row 15.
And then up above them is Levi and Surrey. Is right here. Now, seemed to me like Laurie, ain't Laurie.
Laurie's right here.
Ain't Laurie.
He's beside of Earl Walter now.
No. No, honey, she's over here. Here, like, over here is where they put Phyllis Jean. She's over here. Right here is Otis Cottle, and then there is Phyllis Jean.
Remember when I was telling you Otis was my uncle there, wasn't he?
Yeah, and mm-hmm. It seemed to me like Aunt Laurie would be right in here because they bought, Hazel and all of them went together and bought stones for Aunt Laurie.
Seemed like it was over to the right there about.
Yeah.
On the bottom.
Yeah.
You remember when we were playing that church?
I think there's been some stuff went on since you've been up there because there's a couple graves right there as soon as you get up there, ain't there?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. You know where Richie, they put Richie.
Over a little bit.
No, I ain't been up there. Yeah, he's over here too.
To the left.
To the left of the Potters.
Right. Yeah.
You know, well, he's exactly. They're Potters too, but.
Yeah, right.
He's Woodrow and Bernice and Clarity and Snowdy and all of them's over there. Right, Woodrow, right. I mean, Woody Jean, mm-hmm. Richie.
Well, now, up on the hill-wise, if Richie's down here, right, you would be kind of uphill from him a little bit, or Earl Walter is. In other words, Earl Walter's not that low down on the hill. He's a little bit up and a few rolls over. John's
we're right here right. When you first pull up, or you know, there's a turning spot here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be right there. The first when you first walk up.
I know where Earl Walter is.
Well, mine is
we'll
right
go
in
up
front
there sometime, and we'll mark it for you. We'll put up stakes and orange ribbon or something, so everybody will know that spot's taken or something.
Well, it certainly is, and I've got the receipt somewhere. Mm-hmm. I might have even.
I'll try to get them records off Richiedale or one of them too.
Now Richie's in charge of that now.
Well, they told us to call Woody's kids. I forget what their names is now, Sean and something.
I don't think they ever had anything to do with none of that.
Is that the ones that owns the land up there now?
See,
that's who they said to call when we wanted to expand it.
Cookie.
Do y'all want me to fry you a piece of sausage?
No.
Make you some gravy?
No, we're going to work here in a minute.
Do you know most of these people there?
Toy Potter, yeah. Know him.
Was he ever in the military or anything?
That I don't know.
Probably never was off Elkhorn Creek, was he?
Probably not. Where have you got? Yeah, here he is, Marvin Childress. Elmer and Inell is around the hill, and so is Edwin Gale, their baby. Edwin Gale Potter. This is Inell and Elmer.
Well, how are we related to them Childress? How am I related to them Childress?
Uncle Elmer is. Wait a minute. Now, the Childresses, Tony's daddy, and, you know, Ralph's bunch, Ralph and Mac and AC and all of them, they descended from Love Childress. Roy and was and all of them was from Love Patton Childers. And then Opal Potter married into the Childress family.
Jim Childress.
She married Jim, and that's Roy's brother, and AC and Ralph and all of them.
And then Goldie Opal's sister. No, let's see, Goldie Childress, remember, is at the mouth of Jackson's Branch?
I don't know who Goldie was before she was married, but you might want to talk to Peggy Sykes about that.
Yep. That's what,
because that's her mother.
List, yeah.
But AC and Roy and
that's
all of them
right
were. See, we're double first cousins.
Who
because
is?
Of, we all are. Because a Potter married a Childress. Tony's a Childress and a Potter. So Jerry Wayne and Tony is double first cousins.
Jerry Wayne and Tony is?
Uh-huh.
We hit that on Patton, didn't we?
Yeah.
See, Patton's big on this, the family tree.
Genealogy. Yeah. He's got it all out on computer.
Yeah, he'll print it out.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, we asked him there one time how we were related, and he called us down there at Food City.
Yeah.
Gave us a 30-minute spiel on it.
He said, I have to go home and think about that. And then he come back with that detail, didn't he?
Caught him in a vegetable garden.
Well,
I like it, though.
I think, didn't he do a Potter book?
I don't think so.
I've got a Potter, I've got the Mullins book, which includes the Potters.
Oh, yeah?
You might could get some information from that.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can dig it. I think I know where it's at. Tony, I've made a few changes since you've been here.
Yeah. Looks good.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I know where stuff is at.
Oh.
Come and look at my gold room.
The gold room?
Yeah, my gold room.
Oh, no.
Got a big feather bed there with a heated mattress panel.
Even if I live away from here, maybe we could call them or something. You just think about it. You can get back with us.
Well, yeah, you don't have to know nothing today. Yeah. Right?
They've got a while to go, I'd say. By looking at the names, there's several different families that would be involved.
Well, now, you should have right here with Frey Sykes and Virgil Lee. Where's their son at?
Greg.
That wasn't his name.
Who? Talking about Rhonda Sykes?
Rhonda's brother.
Greg.
Larry.
And Derek. Oh, Larry.
Larry.
I don't know Larry. Is he still living, you reckon?
No. He got killed.
He's buried up there.
On his way from a mine benders, he got killed. He went over the mountain. Larry.
Well, right here says just Sykes, you reckon that's him right
that
there?
That could be. But his name is Larry.
I have to make a note on that.
And he was an identical twin for Adley. Sure was.
Is he buried there too?
Yes, he was up. But the last that my recollection, they had never put a stone up. But I bet you that's what that is right there.
What was the other guy's name? Adley?
That's my brother, and he wouldn't be up there.
Oh. So you think this could be Larry then?
Yes.
It must be.
You might ask Fonda.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's a name for your list there. We talked to Virgil Lee. Virgil Lee still?
She's dead.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's gone.
Right here.
Oh, Virgil Lee. Okay. What about Rhonda then?
I think Rhonda's in jail, ain't she?
I don't know.
She was.
How about Greg, maybe?
And Derek,
Greg,
too.
Greg might know. I doubt it.
He's up there, what? He's at least 50 something, ain't he?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. He's older than I am, I know.
Yeah, I don't remember him in school.
See, this, we're related to Mary Sykes. And Forrest Dean got killed in service. Mary Sykes was a potter.
My great grandma. Right? Florence's mother.
Did Florence have a sister named Juanita that died a couple of weeks ago?
You're asking the wrong one.
Juanita died a couple of weeks ago. Now, that's where Marie can bring you in.
Where was she from?
Juanita was from here, but she lived over in Clintwood, and she passed away a couple of weeks ago.
Where did they bury her?
I didn't know that.
Yep, she did.
I bet it is because they
she's
were from
got two boys.
Around Bartlett and stuff, I think.
She's got two boys that's living over
and
there
they,
at Clintwood.
I think.
They were taking care of her.
Where did they bury her?
I believe.
Let's see.
I'm not for sure, but I believe her last name was Deal. She used to live, you know where the mine benders was?
Uh-huh.
You go on past the mine benders and you look at up on the hill, down there close to Manuel's, up on the hill is where they were at, and they moved on over to Clintwood.
I know the area where you're talking about. So her name would have been Juanita Deal?
I think so. But now I tell you, Marie can verify that for you. She can tell you.
I wonder if Denver keeps any records of.
Oh, well, you know he would.
He's buried the most of them up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet Denver would be a good one to interview.
Yep. As long as you don't mention them logs up there. He was logging up there.
And he left. They've took pushed them over on the side now.
Did it?
Yeah. I ain't worried about it.
Nah, I'm just
somebody took one of
what is this big tree?
What's that?
Big tree. What's that?
Just a big tree in a row, I guess. I didn't make the list.
Well, the only big tree that I know of, it's right there.
Well, let's see.
On the
probably
cemetery.
High up on the hill.
That's row 20.
See a picture of it so it can identify where the rolls are, don't you?
Yeah, need a diagram.
Yep. A plot.
That big tree should be over here around... Elmer and Idle and
on the right hand side.
This is not Idle. It's Idle.
Oh yeah.
There's
where's that at?
It's on 24. See Elmer Potter and Edwin Gale. See it's
supposed to be INAL.
Uh huh. That was she was a sister to Lundy Rose, which is Sammy Dean's daddy. I don't know where they buried Lundy at, but there was Ample and Inel and Alfie and...
Ain't Ample. Ain't Ample.
It's Uncle Bart's wife.
Right.
Bart and Ample.
It was? That's the sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
To Inel. That should have been Elmer and Inel. And they're right there together, and there's a big tree there.
Okay.
Because Elmer planted the tree when Gale was buried. He fell through the ice, Edwin Gale did. And there must not have been room
out there
when Phyllis Jean Compton died. Because she is a daughter to Elmer and Inel.
Phyllis Potter Compton?
Uh-huh. That's Darren Compton's mother.
And what row is she related to?
She's related to 24, Elmer and Inel. But she's around there in the front where I'm at.
At the bottom of the hill there.
She's right beside of Otis Cottle.
Right. I know what you're talking about on the right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, they told me, I don't know if it's true or not, when Ruby died... Ruby Cottle, that they took her ashes up there and had a private memorial and put her ashes on Otis's grave.
Oh.
But don't you suppose that Otis's mom and dad is up there?
See, I wondered about that. Where they put Ruby?
Bill Cottle. Well, she was cremated, and her ashes is up there.
I didn't know that. I always wondered where they put Ruby.
Well, they didn't have no funeral. They just said she died. And it was a real cold time, and they was going to wait for the weather to break, and they was going to have a memorial, and they slipped in and had, Danny and Emmeline did, and had a private memorial and spread his ashes, her ashes up there.
Oh, but no. So there's going to be a tidbit of...
Yep. You think that they got some kind of marker for her up there?
I doubt that, but they should be, shouldn't they?
There should be something, yeah. Saying that she's finally joined her husband or something like that. Her husband.
Well, now,
Danny,
his daddy's name was Bill. Bill Cottle. And wouldn't you think that he would be up there somewhere?
He might be one of the unknowns. Because they
Well, most of the unknowns are like rocks. Unless he was born like in, I mean, buried in the 1800s.
We carried Mama and Papa Butler and Daisy's rocks off. Uncle Bob's got one of them. When they all got together and bought headstones for Butler and Daisy, we removed the stones.
Right.
But now, back there on the hill, I don't know if it, but the last time I was up there, there was an old stone, and it was just laying there. And I think it was in the Kermit Sloan family.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if anybody ever erected that stone, or, but they some Duttons back there.
Yeah.
Omi Dutton's daddy's back there.
Are they not on the list?
That would know.
Benny Blizzard's wife is a granddaughter.
Isn't she a Sloan?
Walter Dutton,
no.
Right here.
She was a potter.
I thought he married a Sloan.
Benny?
Yeah.
Benny Blizzard?
Yeah.
No, he married our cousin, Drina.
I'm thinking of Benny, somebody else.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking of Benny on Beaver.
Yeah.
Larry's friend.
Yeah, I can't remember his last name.
The only Dutton I see is Walter Dutton. Are here to talk.
Well, now, Drina Sue can tell you about Oma's family.
Okay.
Who's Drina Sue?
Benny Blizzard's wife, and they're fixing to move to Kingsport.
Oh, yeah?
Where do they live now?
You know.
What's her last name?
Blizzard. Drina Blizzard. Sue Blizzard.
But she was a Dutton.
No, Oma was a Dutton. She was Alice Absher's...
Toys Oma, right? Oma?
No.
Which one is you talking about there?
I'm talking about Elmer and Alice Absher's daughter, Oma. You can't remember.
She on this, I mean, who are they related to on the cemetery is what I'm asking.
Aunt Laurie. The Laurie... she was a Bartley, but she married a Thacker. That's Essie. Well, it's Papaw Potter's sister. Doggone it.
All right.
Butler's sister.
Papaw Potter's sister, Laurie. Ain't Laurie.
Ain't Laurie.
We always called Aunt Hazel and Ruby. Laurie and May and Laurie.
I believe I'm good too.
May Payne. She was one of them. And now she should be. I don't know. She might have been married. She might have been buried in Florida. But Drina Sue can tell you. Drina Sue can bring you up to date on the Dutton that's back there.
Okay, Dutton.
Because that's her papa, right?
That's her aunt's husband. And her grandmother, Alice Absher.
How old is she? Drina Sue.
She's younger than I am.
So
I'd say
in her 60s then?
I'd say, no, she's not that old. Oh, no. Her and Benny is, I'm going to say that they might be in their 50s. Because I was a lot older. Well, I had that pizza shop when she was just a teenager.
Over okay. There. Where'd you grow up at?
Right here.
In Elkhorn?
I was born in the Big Branch Camps.
Where's that at?
As you go up Bowling Fork. You know them camp houses through there? I was born in that first house. After you leave Greg and Wanda losing through there, I was born in that first house there.
On the left?
No, on the right.
Pinson's?
Before you get to the Pinson's.
In that curve?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I got that big scar on top of my head. It was me and Doug was up on the hill, and he hit me in the head with an axe.
Like
it was right there. It was right there.
Just messing around or what?
So well, he meant, I was standing by a post and he brought the axe down. He meant to hit the post. Mm. To split the post.
So you you moved from there over to Elkhorn Creek?
Yeah. Mother bought a barn. I believe that she bought it from John Potter. And her and Papa Butler Potter tore it down and haul the lumber down to where Spurlock Cure's place is now. That was our old home place.
In the bottom there or what?
Yeah, here. In the bottom, right where Spurlock's place is at.
Yeah. Seemed like I remember there was a house set there off there to the left just a little bit, wasn't there?
Spurlock, he burnt about five there.
Oh,
and
really?
An insurance company told him one more and he'd go to jail. If there was one more fire there, he'd have jumped. Mm-hmm.
They burned another.
Well, it's still standing.
But now we keep looking at that lot over there across the road over the hill. We can't imagine there being any house up there. There wasn't ever a house up there, was it?
Mm-mm.
For some reason.
See, I bought that off of Mother twice.
Uh-huh.
I bought it off of her and sold it back to her. And then I bought it again and sold it back to her. And she owned it for years and years and years, and then she sold it to Uncle Bobby.
Okay.
So Judy probably has control of it now.
How many acres is in that tract?
I swear I don't know, but it runs in a pie shape.
Is it just a peak? Is it the top?
Almost to the top.
That's what I'm saying. The point is at the top, not the top.
You know, the electric company went through there and condemned that when they put them big towers
up. Lines in.
Yeah.
So it adjoins that.
We're just wondering because Doug told us Bobby had a cabin up there behind his house. We didn't know if it was the same piece or not.
He does. That was what was called the new ground, and then he bought 40 acres to adjoin that.
Where at?
Back
on top of the mountain.
Yeah. And you can ask Darren. You need to talk to Darren Compton because he went up there and built Bobby a road to it.
Yeah, I've been to it.
I'm not talking about the cabin now.
Oh. Well, do you go right on past the cabin to his property, or do you go up?
No,
there?
You go on up the holler and then come back. As the way I understand it, I've never been. Larry can tell you where it's at.
Up Little Branch?
Adams Branch. Larry can tell you where it's at because he was up there.
I know, but it's not Adams Branch, I think. 40 acres up there. It's got to be up there behind Bangs or something.
Yeah, it is back in there behind Bangs. And see, behind Bob's, up on the hill is where Uncle Elmer and Lundy Rose mined up there. And the old bank cars and all that's up there.
Hmm.
The old rusted cars, but it's fell in, you know, and right. So on.
Well, see, you got them power lines that run through there.
Well, you got the gas company, too.
Right. Yeah. Could be some coal, too.
Well, nobody knows that. Well, I guess surveyors know that, whether they are or not. But most likely they would have mined it from the other way. They'd probably come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old was you when you moved over to Elkhorn Creek, Gary?
I hadn't started school. My first school was Kittle Camp.
Oh, was that right?
Yep. Country school. We had two rooms and a well and two outbuildings and a heater set right in the middle. But I went to school with, and I tell you who else you might want to talk to, is Janice Sue Cyphers, Janice Cook, Janice and Frank.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, and it's even possible. I'm not for sure. They might have buried Maud and Cleve up there on Potter Cemetery. That's Janice's grandmother and grandfather. And her daddy's name was Guy Cyphers. Guy Cyphers and Ival Cyphers.
What's the earliest funeral you can remember up there?
As when they brought Fawn Potter back from service. It was a military funeral. Yeah.
21 gun salute of it.
I had never seen anything.
Did like
what was his name?
Fawn Potter.
Fawn Potter. He's down,
oh, Fawn, yeah.
Yeah, he's down there with Woodrow and them.
From Potter Bottom up there.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what year it was?
Oh, it was a long time ago.
How old you was then?
I couldn't have been.
Teens?
No, I doubt if I was a teen.
About 8 or 10?
Probably.
So, so you've been in the 40s. Well, if he was in service, it had to be. Because the war was in the 40s.
Yeah.
Mom was born in, what, 37?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're right, 47. War was over, wasn't it? 46, 47?
Yeah, because...
you'd have been about 8.
Was it 45 that Roosevelt died? I can remember that day vivid.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. The day he died.
6, 7 years old.
That, I believe that was in 45.
I don't know, Mom.
I think so.
Was the road where it is now?
No.
Or was it up the back way?
You went up the road down there in front of Woodrow's. You went up right there and it was steep.
Now that's where the house is there or something, right?
Yeah. But it's on the right.
Right. That trailer right there or something? Or is it
down? On up above that trailer. It was almost across the road from Woodrow's.
Right up that little holler there, ain't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
From Woodrow's. See, that's a cliff right there.
There's a little old holler there.
Yeah, there's a
it's
holler.
It's all growed up right you before a cliff starts.
But there used to be a good...
Right before a cliff starts.
There used right to be a good sled road.
There's a trailer right there at the bottom of the hill, Robbie's driveway.
Yeah.
Right past the trailer, before the cliff, there's a holler.
Yeah. If you're going up a creek, you pass that trailer.
Okay.
And...
well, that would have been straight up.
Over here was Woodrow's house. And over here, you went up by that cliff. It was a sled road, and you had to carry the casket.
That's what I was just going to say. Then it was horse and mules on.
Uh-huh. They had to park and carry the casket up.
Okay.
I don't see who you're talking about. Who? Fawn Potter?
Yeah.
He would have been a military burial.
Let's see. Where's the...
And it would have been...
Where will we find...
Who's so?
Well, who was he related to? Right here's Guy and Mac and John and Murray.
What was Fawn's parents' name, Mom?
And Toy.
Woodrow's daddy was
Richie.
Was it John?
I think so.
Yeah, right here. Let's see.
So was it Woodrow's brother?
John Potter and unknown Elizabeth Green Potter. There's William Foster Bill Potter.
There's an unknown by Foster Potter and Snowdy Sanders. Betty Short. There's another unknown. Sarah, John Hall.
Where's John Morgan Potter buried?
He's up there, I don't know what road he got him in. That's the one, the first one that's buried up there, right?
I don't know.
Died in, I think, 1898, somewhere around there.
That I don't know, honey.
I'm pretty sure it's John Potter.
I've got to find that book for you, though. And I will. I haven't had time. This was a short notice by running into Tony.
What about them, videos you're talking about?
I dug out four boxes of videos, and that's not them, but I've got them. They're here.
We'll put them on the website and let people watch them. If you can come up with them.
Well, I can come up with them. It just take me a little time.
But you play with the computer?
Yeah, I've got two in there.
It's called archie.org. You just put it in a search and it'll come up. Appalachian Rural Heritage Education Initiative or something like that.
You need to write that down. You want to see my new computer?
Oh, got you a laptop, huh?
Yeah.
You can check it out right now then.
No, I can't because I'm not online right now, but I will be.
That's a nice one.
Yeah. It's got the webcam. And
looks like it's big enough to see, too. Most times you have to squint to look at them.
No, you don't this one. But then I got my old one in there, too. I let Pat use this. I bought it in May, and it had Vista windows. And I didn't like it, and I give it to Pat. And when I went to Cleveland...
There ain't too many people take up that Vista, are they? I love it.
My mother's neighbor over there, she got me acquainted with Vista Windows. And when I come back, Pat said, I want you to have your computer back. And I said, no, you need it. I want you to have it. And she said, I'm sorry. She said, I got one for Christmas just like it.
Shane got it, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I think it caused some family friction.
That's what I heard. Got the police on it. He called it the Christmas police.
Well, poor little fellow. You know, all those years he wasn't working. He didn't have anything to get nobody nothing with. And all of a sudden he wants to get her something that she needs. And
ain't loud.
They screamed bloody murder at him.
He don't care. You can scream all you want. I think he got more Potter blood than the rest of the book.
You know that their flights when she went to Chicago with Stacy, they got scrambled up and they sent Stacy to Detroit in that blizzard. And Pat had to sit in Chicago in the airport for hours and hours and hours before Stacy got there. And she wouldn't budge. She sat right there until she stepped off that plane. She said, after this, she said, Mother, I tell you one thing. If he don't marry her, I'll kill him myself. Boy, we all love
her. Went through all that for it.
We love Stacy.
Yeah, she seemed to be a good girl.
He's blessed. And she's blessed by him because he's been good for her too.
Yeah.
They're just a beautiful couple.
Yeah.
Boy, she can hand it back to him because he's witty. And he's always got a reply for him.
Oh, he's met Shane.
Buddy, she can snap right back to him. She can just chew him up.
I give her stuff all the time to get with him, you know. He'll call me up and say, well, what are you calling my house for? Call me up cell phone.
Getting me in trouble here.
Yeah, I give her ammunition.
You write that website down for me, please.
All right. If I can remember how to spell it.
I'll put this pad on that.
Let's see, spell Archie. A.
It's on there, Potter.
It's a little difficult there. It's on the front page here.
Now you're going to have to give me a little bit more time, but okay. I'm going to dig up the information that you want.
All right. We're not in a real big hurry, but we do have a timeline. I think it's probably a couple more months.
Well, he's got Elmy's number.
It's in the book under Mama's name.
Okay.
So, 5332. Just write that down there, too, in case she comes up with something. You call him. He's got an answer machine on there.
You know, if you give Mother a notice, she could think back.
All right. But we'll talk to her about it.
She has to have time to think about it, though.
Your mom's still living?
Oh, yeah.
Is she?
Yeah, she's going to be turning 90.
Where does she live at?
Cleveland.
Mom goes up there every month.
Oh, is that right?
Sits with her. That's what I said, talk to her about it.
I was up there 3 weeks in November, and I was up there over 2 weeks in December. And
while you're sitting there, you got something to talk to her about. Well, can she have one of them lists? Maybe you can read off some of these names.
Yeah, this one's yours here. I'm giving them to you.
All righty.
And if you read off some of them names, maybe she can work on it.
Here's that website, too, right on top of the page in blue.
Okay.
She might even...
Which it's still, now, it's still in development. You know, we're still working on the web page. And we get this complete, we're going to put the oral presentation and stuff on there.
On the computer and looked at the Potter Flats and Elkhorn City and all that?
On elkhorncity.org.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because you get a lot of information.
We were
kind of
wanting to do something similar to the way they got Elkhorn Cemetery. Have you seen it on there?
Yeah, I went to it one time, but it's been a long time ago.
You can hold your cursor over the grave, and it'll come up and tell you who's buried there and their dates and stuff. It's got a picture, a diagram. But that's still...
It's got the whole graveyard, and you can cruise right across the graveyard, and it'll come up on the name when you stop. Booker's out there, right?
Yes. Johnny Goble's out there.
I know Johnny Goble's out there.
And Perry's out there.
Who?
Perry.
Perry, okay.
Tiny's at Dow Brooks. Her and Randy's at Dow Brooks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I ride with Kevin all the time. Kevin is split image of Johnny Goble.
Is that right?
I'll tell you, just right out of his butt. I mean, weedy, just like it. Drinks, just like it. Terry Young?
I've always said that Johnny corrupted Shane. See, when Johnny died, Shane refused to come to the funeral. He couldn't handle it. He just could not handle that. And then Papa Elbert died, and he didn't have no other choice then. But now I tell you what, funerals tear him up.
Yeah.
He cannot handle it. And my little brother Adley was the same way. He couldn't. He'd faint.
Is Adley at?
He's Colburn.
No, I was there, but I can't remember where. I just a little thing.
It's out on Caney Ridge.
Caney Ridge, Colburn.
Yeah.
Now, I remember.
That whole bunch of boys.
That's where Papaw's from, right?
No, Mamaw was from over there. At Hayside, Bartlett, and all through there. Mamaw Potter was from over there. But all of that bunch from Cleveland, Don Osborne and Eddie Mascaric and all of them, I've got their numbers here somewhere. They call me all the time. But they're all over in there. They've got small farms that they come down and visit.
Uh-huh.
They're all over in there. And Figaro, all them boys, they ride big Harleys.
The reason I was asking is now, how did Delbert get over there? Why wouldn't he have been up here?
He wanted, and I had his words, he wanted to be buried beside a mamma.
Which would have been Daisy?
No, Mother's mother.
Oh, Funk.
Funk.
Oh, okay.
Myrtle Ellen, but I think she was buried as McClure. She married Charlie Oliver one or two times, or maybe more, I don't know. But
he didn't want to be with his parents, he wanted to be with her parents.
That's strange.
He didn't want to be on Potter Cemetery.
Why?
And now I don't want to be on there. And if you know anybody that would like to have that grave spot, I'd sure sell it to them.
Why?
I've changed my mind. I don't want to be up there.
Okay. That's.
Where do you want to go at?
Probably Annie E. or something like that. But I'm thinking seriously about donating my body to science. Huh.
Mom donated her brain.
Did
for
she?
Alzheimer's.
I think
Rodney donated some of his organs. Or something.
If there's anything that they can learn or anything that they can use, why let the worms eat it up? That's the way I look at it. Because when they bury you, that's what happens. From dust to dust.
Well, you don't want a grave?
Not necessarily. Maybe a marker. Of some kind.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They've got this thing that they do over in North Carolina, and I think they're doing it in Tennessee, too, that they take you there and they plot you down, but there's no gravesite. You just turn back to dust, and you can always go back, visit. You plant a tree or something. It's like in a forest. And you can always walk through and see the wildflowers and the trees and stuff. But they're doing that a lot now.
In memory only.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Memory only.
Well, that's a good idea.
Well, yeah.
But I'm one that I firmly believe that we ought to donate our organs and stuff.
Even if they do take the organs, they still have...
They tell me now, I don't know. See, I've only got one broken bone in my body. And in 71 years, that's a good record.
That's a real good record.
Every bone density test that I've ever had taken, they say I have excellent bones.
Huh.
And they have to be for, you know, for what I've been through.
Do you ever go over there to Coburn?
You know, Joe Donald promised me that he's going to come and get me and take me over there. And he never did.
Where's Aunt Hazel at?
Annie E.
Annie E, okay.
Hazel and Garfield and Joe and Sari. There's a bunch of them, Thackers and
Strong. Where did they put Oscar Funk? Grandma's brother.
He's in Ardmore.
Where's that?
Alabama. Uh-huh.
He's a big O.
Yeah.
Is that where he was from?
No.
Why'd they put him out there? Is that where Sari was from?
No. They just settled there.
Oh.
Mamma died there.
I didn't know that.
Myrtle Funk. Myrtle Ellen was her name, and that's where Patricia Ellen got her middle name. It's from my grandmother Funk.
Where did the Lords come from?
They came in here... when they was starting the railroad, the folks came in here. He was a good friend to Uncle Sonny Bartley over on Bowling Fork. That he was a trader.
Uh-huh.
And
from the military, you mean?
No, they descended from Ireland or somewhere. Mother always said that the Funks were German, but Carolyn did a research on the Funk generation, and she said that we were Jews. She traced it back to the Jewish generations.
From?
But I guess maybe back in them days they was afraid to say.
Jews didn't have a home.
Well,
not back from the Bible. What I'm saying is, where was they from?
Well, probably Israel.
Well, Israel wasn't a state.
And then the Holocaust, a lot of Jews ended up in Germany, right?
Right.
Well, you know what I'm saying? See, Israel wasn't a country.
Well, it had to be from over in there somewhere.
Right,
it could have been Germany, because Mother always said that
German.
She was a German descent. But
well,
not.
Funk is German.
not according to what Carolyn Jean had traced back.
Well, you know what I'm saying. In other words, that's just a funk. It would be a German name. They took names back then to protect themselves. Because it could have been something else.
Well, Jews, you know, they walked lightly.
They carried. They would either add a letter or take a letter off, or could have been funky, or
could have been most anything.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we better be hitting highway. Yet.
Yep. We'll head down the river.
Thank you, Sybil.
Well, you're welcome, and. Mm-hmm.